and all through Gadara were men obsessed, and there was no one strong enough to bring relief. 8. That they might meet these hidden foes and learn the way to dispossess the evil ones, the master took the foreign masters and the 12 into the tombs. 9. And as they neared the gates they met a man obsessed. A legion of the unclean ones were in this man, and they had made him strong. 10. And none could bind him down, no, not with chains, for he could break the stoutest chains, and go his way. 11. Now, unclean spirits cannot live in light. They revel in the dark. 12. When Jesus came he brought the light of life, and all the evil spirits were disturbed. 13. The leader of the legion in the man called out, Thou Jesus, Thou Emmanuel, we beg that Thou wilt not consign us to the depths, torment us not before our time. 14. And Jesus said, What is your number and your name? 176. 15. The evil spirit said, Our name is Legion, and our number is the number of the beast. 16. And Jesus spoke, and with a voice that shook the very hills, he said, Come forth, possess this man no more. 17. Now, all the hills were filled with unclean animals that fed, and carried forth and spread the plague among the people of the land. 18. And when the evil spirits begged that they might not be driven forth without a home, the master said, 19. Go forth and take possession of the unclean quadrupeds. 20. And they, and all the evil spirits of the tombs went forth and took possession of the breeders of the plague. 21. Which, wild with rage, ran down the steeps into the sea, and all were drowned. 22. And all the land was freed of the contagion, and the unclean spirits came no more. 23. But when the people saw the mighty works that Jesus did, they were alarmed. They said, 24. If he can free the country of the plague, and drive the unclean spirits out, he is a man of such transcendent power that he can devastate our land at will. 25. And then they came and prayed that he would not remain in Gadara. 26. And Jesus did not tarry longer there, and with the other masters and the 12, he went aboard the boats to go away. 27. The man who had been rescued from the unclean legion stood upon the shore and said, Lord, let me go with you. 28. But Jesus said, It is not well, go forth unto your home and tell the news that men may know what man can do when he is tuned with God. 29. And then the man went forth through all Decapolis and told the news. 30. The Christians sailed away, recrossed the sea and came again into Capernaum. Chapter 119. The people of Capernaum welcome Jesus. Matthew gives a feast. The Pharisees rebuke Jesus for eating with sinners. He tells them that he is sent to save sinners. He gives lessons on fasting and on the philosophy of good and evil. 1. The news soon spread through all the land that Jesus was at home, and then the people came in throngs to welcome him. 2. And Matthew, one of the 12, a man of wealth, whose home was in Capernaum, spread forth a sumptuous feast, and Jesus and the foreign masters and the 12, and people of all shades of thought, were guests. 3. And when the Pharisees observed that Jesus sat and ate with publicans and those of ill repute, they said, 4. For shame! This man who claims to be man of God, consorts with publicans and courtesans and with the common herd of men. For shame! When Jesus knew their thoughts, he said, They who are well cannot be healed, the pure need not be saved. 6. They who are well are whole, they who are pure are saved. 7. They who love justice and do right need not repent, I came not unto them, but to the sinner I am come. 8. A band of John's disciples who had heard that John was dead were wearing badges for their dead. 9. Were fasting and were praying in their hearts, which when the Pharisees observed they came to Jesus and they said, Why fast the followers of John and your disciples do not fast? 11. And Jesus said, Lo, you are masters of the law, you ought to know, Perhaps you will make known your knowledge to these men. 12. What are the benefits derived from fasts? The Pharisees were mute, they answered not. 13. Then Jesus said, the vital force of men depends on what they eat and drink. 14. Is spirit life the stronger when the vital force is weak? Is sainthood reached by starving, self-imposed? A glutton is a sinner in the sight of God, and he is not a saint who makes himself a weakling and unfitted for the heavy tasks of life by scorning to make use of God's own means of strength. 16. Lo, John is dead, and his devoted followers are fasting in their grief. 17. Their love for him impels them on to show respect, for they have thought, and have been taught that it is sin to lightly treat the memory of the dead. 18. To them it is a sin, and it is well that they should fast. 19. When men defy their consciences and listen not to what they say, the heart is grieved and they become unfitted for the work of life, and thus they sin. The conscience may be taught. One man may do in conscience what another cannot do. 21. What is a sin for me to do may not be sin for you to do. The place you occupy upon the way of life determines what is sin. 22. There is no changeless law of good, for good and evil both are judged by other things. 23. One man may fast and in his deep sincerity of heart is blessed. 24. Another man may fast and in the faithlessness of such a task imposed is cursed. You cannot make a bed to fit the form of every man. If you can make a bed to fit yourself, you have done well. 26. Why should these men who follow me resort to fasting, or to anything that would impair their strength? They need it all to serve the race. 178. 27. The time will come when God will let you have your way, and you will do to me what Herod did to John. 28. And in the awfulness of that sad hour these men will fast. 29. They who have ears to hear may hear, they who have hearts to feel may understand. Chapter 120. Nicodemus is at the feast. He asks Jesus, cannot the Christian religion be introduced more successfully by reforming the Jewish service? Jesus answers in the negative and gives his reasons. Jesus heals a woman with hemorrhages. Heals Jairus' daughter. Disappears when the people would worship him. 1. Now, Nicodemus, who once came to Jesus in the night to learn the way of life, was one among the guests. 2. And standing forth he said, Rabboni, it is true that Jewish laws and Jewish practices do not agree. 3. The priesthood needs to be reformed, the rulers should become more merciful and kind. The lawyers should become more just. The common people should not bear such loads. 4. But could we not gain these reforms and not destroy the service of the Jews? 5. Could you not harmonize your mighty work with that of Pharisee and scribe? Might not the priesthood be a benefit to your divine philosophy? 6. But Jesus said, you cannot put new wine in ancient skins, for when it purifies itself, lo, it expands. The ancient bottles cannot bear the strain, they burst, and all the wine is lost. 7. Men do not mend a worn-out garment with a piece of cloth unworn, which cannot yield to suit the fabric, weak with age, and then a greater rent appears. 8. Old wine may be preserved in ancient skins, but new wine calls for bottles new. 9. This spirit truth I bring is to this generation new, and if we put it in the ancient skins of Jewish forms, lo, it will all be lost. 10. It must expand. The ancient bottles cannot yield and they would burst. 11. Behold the kingdom of the Christ. It is as old as God himself, and yet it is as new as morning sun. It only can contain the truth of God. 12. And as he spoke, a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name, came in and bowed at Jesus' feet and said, 13. My master, hear my prayer. My child is very sick, I fear that she will die, but this I know that if you will but come and speak the word my child will live. 14. She was an only child, a girl 12 years of age. 15. And Jesus tarried not, he went out with the man, and many people followed them. 179. 16. And as they went, a woman who had been plagued with hemorrhage for many years, had been a subject of experiment of doctors near and far, and all had said, "She cannot live," rose from her bed and rushed out in the way as Jesus passed. 17. She said within herself, "If I can touch his garment, then I know I will be well." 18. She touched him, and at once the bleeding ceased and she was well. 19. And Jesus felt that healing power had gone from him, and speaking to the multitude, he said, 20. Who was it touched my coat? 21. And Peter said, "No one can tell, the multitudes are pressing you, a score of people may have touched your coat." 22. But Jesus said, "Someone in faith, with healing thought, did touch my coat, for healing virtues have gone forth from me." 23. And when the woman knew that what she did was known, she came and knelt at Jesus' feet and told it all. 24. And Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole, go on your way in peace." 25. Now, as he spoke, a servant from the home of Jairus came and said, "My master, Jairus, trouble not the Lord to come, your child is dead." 26. But Jesus said, "Jairus, man of faith, do not permit your faith to waver in this trying hour." 27. What is it that the servant said? "The child is dead? Lo, what is death?" 28. It is the passing of the soul out of the house of flesh. 29. Man is the master of the soul and of its house. When man has risen up from doubt and fear, lo, he can cleanse the empty house and bring the tenant back again. 30. Then taking with him Peter, James and John, Jairus and the mother of the child, he went into the chamber of the dead. 31. And when the doors were closed against the multitude, he spoke a word that souls can understand, and then he took the maiden by the hand and said, 32, "Talith kumi, child, arise." The maiden's soul returned and she arose and asked for food. 33. And all the people of the city were amazed, and many would have worshipped Jesus as a god. 34. But, like a phantom of the night, he disappeared and went his way. 180. Chapter 121. The Christians are in Nazareth. Miriam sings a Christian song of praise. Jesus teaches in the synagogue. He heals a dumb man who is obsessed. The people do not believe in him. The Pharisees call him a tool of Beelzebub. The Christians go to Cana. 1. It was a gala day in Nazareth. The people there had met with one accord to celebrate some great event. 2. And Jesus and the foreign masters and the 12, and Mary, mother of the Lord, and Miriam were there. 3. And when the people were assembled in the great hall of the town, the graceful singer, Miriam, stood and sang a song of praise. 4. But few of all the multitude knew who the singer was, but instantly she won all hearts. 5. For many days she sang the songs of Israel, and then she went away. 6. The Sabbath came and Jesus went into the synagogue. He took the book of Psalms and read. 7. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in God, respecting not the proud nor such as turn aside to lies. 8. O Lord, my God, the works that thou hast done for us are wonderful, and many are thy thoughts for us, we cannot count them all. 9. Thou dost not call for sacrifice, nor offerings of blood, burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou dost not want. 10. And lo, I come to do thy will, O God, thy law is in my heart. 11. And I have preached the word of righteousness and peace unto the thronging multitudes, I have declared the counsel of my God in full. 12. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart, I have declared thy faithfulness and grace. 13. I have not kept thy loving kindness and thy truth away from men, I have declared them to their multitudes. 14. O Lord, Make wide my lips that I may tell thy praise. I do not bring the sacrifice of blood, nor yet burnt offerings for sin. 15. The sacrifices I would bring to thee, O God, are purity in life, a contrite heart, a spirit full of faith and love, and these thou wilt receive. 16. And when he had thus read, he gave the book back to the keeper of the books, and then he said, 17. Upon these ends of earth these messages of God have come. 18. Our people have exalted sacrificial rites and have neglected mercy, justice and the rights of men. 19. You Pharisees, you priests, you scribes, your God is surfeited with blood, God does not heed your prayers, you stand before your burning victims, but you stand in vain. 20. Turn you unto the testimonies of the law, reform and turn to God, and you shall live. 21. Let not your altars be accursed again with smoke of innocence. 181. 22. Bring unto God, as sacrifice, a broken and a contrite heart. 23. Lift from your fellow men the burdens that you have imposed. 24. And if you hearken not, and if you turn not from your evil ways, lo, God will smite this nation with a curse. 25. And when he had thus said, he stood aside, and all the people were astonished, and they said, 26. Where did this man get all his knowledge and his power? From whence did all this wisdom come? 27. Is not this Mary's son, whose home is out on Marmion way? 28. Are not his brothers, Jude and James and Simon, known among our honored men? Are not his sisters with us here? 29. But they were all offended by the words he spoke. 30. And Jesus said, a prophet has no honor in his native land, he is not well received among his kin, his foes are in his home. 31. And Jesus wrought not many mighty works in Nazareth, because the people had no faith in him. He did not tarry long. 32. But as he passed from thence, two blind men followed him and cried, Thou son of David, hear, have mercy, Lord, and open up our eyes that we may see. 33. And Jesus said, Do you believe that I can open up your eyes and make you see? 34. They said, Yea, Lord, we know that if you speak the word then we can see. 35. And Jesus touched their eyes and spoke the word, he said, According to your faith so will it be. 36. And they were blessed. They opened up their eyes and saw. 37. And Jesus said, Tell not this thing to anyone. 38. But they went forth and told the news through all the land. 39. As Jesus walked along the way, a man who was obsessed, and who was dumb, was brought to him. 40. And Jesus spoke the word. The unclean spirit came out of the man, his tongue was loosed, he spoke, he said, Praise God. 41. The people were amazed, they said, This is a mighty deed, we never saw that done before. 42. The Pharisees were also much amazed, but they cried out and said, 43. You men of Israel, take heed, this Jesus is a tool of Beelzebub, he heals the sick and casts the spirits out in Satan's name. 44. But Jesus answered not, he went his way. 45. And with the foreign masters and the 12 he went up to the town where he once turned the water into wine, and tarried certain days. 182. Chapter 122. The Christians spend 7 days in prayer. Jesus gives his charge to the 12 and sends them forth on their apostolic ministry, with instructions to meet him in Capernaum. 1. The Christians prayed in silence 7 days, then Jesus called the 12 aside and said, 2. Behold, the multitudes have thronged about us everywhere, the people are bewildered, they wander here and there like sheep without a fold. 3. They need a shepherd's care, they want a loving hand to lead them to the light. 4. The grain is ripe, the harvest is abundant, but the harvesters are few. 5. The time is also ripe, And you must go alone through all the villages and towns of Galilee and teach and heal. 6. And then he breathed upon the 12 and said, Receive the holy breath. 7. And then he gave them each the word of power, and said, By this omnific word you shall cast spirits out, shall heal the sick and bring the dead to life again. 8. And you shall go not in the way of the Assyrians, nor Greek, you shall not go into Samaria, go only to your brethren of the scattered tribes. 9. And as you go proclaim, the kingdom of Christ has come. 10. You have abundantly received, and freely you shall give. 11. But you must go in faith, provide yourselves no crutch to lean upon. 12. Give all your gold and silver to the poor, take not two coats, nor extra shoes, just take your wands. 13. You are God's husbandman and he will never suffer you to want. 14. In every place you go search out the men of faith, with them abide until you go from hence. 15. You go for me, you act for me. They who receive and welcome you, receive and welcome me. 16. And they who shut their doors against your face, refuse to welcome me. 17. If you are not received in kindness in a town, bear not away an evil thought, do not resist. 18. An evil thought of any kind will do you harm, will dissipate your power. 19. When you are not received with favor, go your way, for there are multitudes of men who want the light. 20. Behold, I send you forth as sheep among a pack of wolves, and you must be as wise as serpents and as harmless as the doves. 21. In all your language be discreet, for Pharisees and scribes will seek a cause for your arrest in what you say. 22. And they will surely find a way by charges false to bring you into court. 183. 23. And judges will declare that you are guilty of some crime, and sentence you to scourgings and to prison cells. 24. But when you come to stand before the judge, be not afraid, be not disturbed about the way to act, the words to speak. 25. The Holy Breath will guide you in that hour, and give the words that you shall speak. 26. Of this be full assured, it is not you who speaks, it is the Holy Breath that gives the words and moves the lips. 27. The gospel that you preach will not bring peace, but it will stir the multitudes to wrath. 28. The carnal man abhors the truth, and he would give his life to crush the tender plant before the harvest time. 29. And this will bring confusion in the homes that were the homes of stagnant peace. 30. And brother will give brother up to death, the father will stand by and see men execute his child, and in the courts the child will testify against the sire, and gladly see its mother put to death. 31. And men will hate you just because you speak the name of Christ. 32. Thrice blessed is the man who shall be faithful in this coming day of wrath. 33. Go now, when you are persecuted in a place, go seek another place. 34. And when you meet a foe too great for you, behold, the Son of Man is at your door, and he can speak, and all the hosts of heaven will stand in your defense. 35. But do not hold your present life in great esteem. 36. The time will come when men will take my life, you need not help to be immune, for they will slay you in the name of God. 37. Men call me Beelzebub and they will call you imps. 38. Be not afraid of what men say and do, they have no power over soul, they may abuse and may destroy the body of the flesh, but that is all. 39. They do not know the God who holds the issues of the soul within his hands, who can destroy the soul. 40. The Christ is King today, and men must recognize his power. 41. He who loves not the Christ, which is the love of God, before all else, can never gain the prize of spirit consciousness. 42. And they who love their parents or their children more than they love the Christ can never wear the name of Christ. 43. And he who loves his life more than he loves the Christ cannot please God. 44. And he who clings to life shall lose his life, while he who gives his life for Christ will save his life. 45. When Jesus had thus said, he sent the 12 away by twos, and bade them meet him in Capernaum. 184. 46. And they went out through all the towns of Galilee and taught and healed in spirit and in power. Chapter 123. Jesus gives his final charge to the foreign masters and sends them forth as apostles to the world. He goes alone to Tyre and abides in Rachel's home. Heals an obsessed child. Goes to Sidon and then to the mountains of Lebanon. Visits Mount Hermon, Caesarea Philippi, Decapolis, Gadara and returns to Capernaum. Receives the 12, who give an account of their work. 1. The Christian master spent a time in prayer and then he called the foreign masters, and he said to them, 2. Behold, I sent the 12 apostles unto Israel, but you are sent to all the world. 3. Our God is one, is spirit, and is truth, and every man is dear to him. 4. He is the God of every child of India, and the father east, of Persia, and the father north, of Greece and Rome and of the father west, of Egypt and the father south, and of the mighty lands across the seas, and of the islands of the seas. 5. If God would send the bread of life to one and not to all who have arisen to the consciousness of life and can receive the bread of life, then he would be unjust and that would shake the very throne of heaven. 6. So he has called you from the seven centers of the world, and he has breathed the breath of wisdom and of power into your souls, and now he sends you forth as bearers of the light of life, apostles of the human race. 7. Go on your way, and as you go proclaim the gospel of the Christ. 8. And then he breathed upon the masters and he said, received the holy breath, and then he gave to each the word of power. 9. And each went on his way, and every land was blessed. 10. Then Jesus went alone across the hills of Galilee and after certain days he reached the coast of Tyre, and in the home of Rachel he abode. 11. He did not advertise his coming for he did not come to teach, he would commune with God where he could see the waters of the mighty sea. 12. But Rachel told the news and multitudes of people thronged her home to see the Lord. 13. A Grecian woman of Phoenicia came, her daughter was obsessed. She said, 14. O Lord, have mercy on my home. My daughter is obsessed, but this I know, if you will speak the word she will be free. Thou son of David, hear my prayer. 15. But Rachel said, good woman, trouble not the Lord. He did not come to Tyre to heal, he came to talk with God beside the sea. 185. 16. And Jesus said, lo, I was sent not to the Greek, nor to Syrophoenicians, I come just to my people, Israel. 17. And then the woman fell down at his feet and said, Lord, Jesus, I implore that you will save my child. 18. And Jesus said, you know the common proverb well. It is not meet that one should give the children's bread to dogs. 19. And then the woman said, yea, Jesus, this I know, but dogs may eat the crumbs that fall down from their master's board. 20. And Jesus said, such faith I have not seen, no, not among the Jews, she is not serf, nor dog. 21. And then he said to her, according to your faith so let it be. 22. The woman went her way and when she came unto her child, lo, she was healed. 23. And Jesus tarried many days in Tyre, and then he went his way and dwelt a time in Sidon by the sea. 24. And then he journeyed on. In Lebanon hills and vales, and in its groves he walked in silent thought. 25. His earthly mission fast was drawing to a close. He sought for strength, and what he sought he found. 26. Mount Hermon stood beyond, and Jesus fain would kneel beside that mountain famed in Hebrew song. 27. And then he stood upon Mount Hermon's lofty peaks, and lifting up his eyes to heaven he talked with God. 28. And masters of the olden times revealed themselves, and long they talked about the kingdom of the Christ, 29. About the mighty works that had been done, about the coming conquest of the cross, about the victory over death, 30. Then Jesus journeyed on, he went to Caesarea Philippi, and in Susanna's home he tarried certain days, 31.